As the second part of our evening's programme, marking the death of Anthony Minghella earlier this year, we're broadcasting one of his short plays, first broadcast on Radio 3 in 1987. Hang Up, a late-night phone conversation between two lovers, was originally conceived as a ballet score for the London Contemporary Dance Theatre, but the broadcast was to receive one of radio's highest accolades, the Prix Italia for Fiction.
We present Hang Up by Anthony Minghella with Anton Lesser and Juliet Stevenson. Hang Up.
Hello?
It's me.
Hello?
It was getting late, so I thought I'd call.
Great.
Is it a bad time?
No. No, it's,
good.
How are you? No, it's a good time.
Good. I'm fine. Tired. I'm fine. I'm tired. Are you... What are you doing? You weren't asleep.
No, I wasn't asleep. I'm not asleep. I just, I wasn't doing anything. I'm fine. Great. I was just here. What are you listening to?
What?
The music.
What? I don't know. It's the radio.
Oh, right. Sounds good.
It's too loud. I'll turn it down.
No, it's fine. I can hear you. It's nice. It gives me a sense of what where you are, the room.
You know where I am. I don't mean you. I mean me. I can't hear you properly.
It's all because I don't think of you as listening to music.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
It's because we don't have the same taste.
What does that mean?
What I said. You don't think of me listening to music because we have different tastes. So when I've been with you, I haven't particularly wanted to listen to anything.
Oh.
Or, you know, then I feel you'll ask me what I'm listening to, or why I've tuned the radio to a particular station, or... Oh, anyway, let's not have a big inquest into what music we listen to.
Yeah, have you got somebody with you or something?
No. I haven't. That's cheap, isn't it, actually, to ask that?
Is it? Why?
You know why, because it just says you don't trust me. When I'm away, you don't trust me. That's not a good feeling. It makes me feel like... constantly have to defend everything I'm doing when I'm not with you. So when you ask me what sort of day I've had, you're actually asking me whether I've been faithful to you.
Oh, don't be.
Which is not a good feeling. So I feel you're asking me what I'm listening to in case it's a clue or something.
Clue.
You know, Christ.
Don't be ridiculous. I was asking you what music you were listening to because I could hear some music on and I wondered what it was. And because I just said I miss you and you're not with me. And I was trying to visualize where you were, what you were doing, what you looked like. In the room and what you were listening to. Nothing to do with clues.
Say, is there anyone in the room with me? And I feel you're creating this thing. Because you can be really paranoid, honestly. I can just see you thinking. You see, she's in the room with somebody. And she's listening to music and everything. And before I know it, I'm having an affair.
Yes,
so please,
yes,
just... No.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, Christ, I hate this. I hate not being able... Everything that comes out... Christ, I'm just asking about a piece of music. I wish I'd never bothered now, because...
Listen, are you going to call me back? Because if we're going to talk more, you better call me. Well, because it's not my house.
Oh, all right.
What?
Right, I'll call you back.
If you'd rather not.
Of course I want to call you back, come on.
Okay.
I'll put the phone down.
Right.
I'm putting it down. Bye.
Hello? Hello.
So. This is a better line.
Yeah.
I'm missing you.
Thank you.
Don't say thank you, say you're missing me.
I'm missing you.
Are you?
I'm going to have to borrow a fire tonight, I think, or something. It's so cold in this room. The radiator's supposed to be on. It's freezing. So, yes, I'm missing not being at home. Yes. Okay.
Which home? My home? Your home?
Both. They're both warmer than this place.
Okay.
My bed at home doesn't have you in it, so your bed would be best.
My electric blanket.
And your electric blanket.
And my radiator.
And your radiator. My hot water bottle.
My carpet in the bathroom.
Your carpet in the bathroom.
I'm missing you.
Did you go out tonight or what?
No. I hadn't called because... No, I did go out briefly. I was out earlier for a while, but... I was going to call you late because I wanted to have this conversation last thing, you know. Go to sleep with your voice still. What's the bed like?
Okay. It's okay. It's not great. Sags a bit. Sags a bit. It's okay.
Are you planning on coming back at the weekend, or what?
I don't know yet. I don't know. I'll see. Maybe. Why?
No, it's just that if you weren't, if you can't, maybe I could come over. If that's a good idea, I'll come over there and, you know, sag in your bed.
Okay. Obviously, if I have to work on Saturday, it wouldn't be... I don't think there'd be much point, would there? It'd be a long way to come for one day. But if I'm not, I've got a feeling I will be, though, because it's always the way, isn't it?
Right, yeah, sure.
The one weekend you'd like off.
Yeah, that's right.
What's your week like?
Fine, you know. Fine, hasn't it? Yes.
Seen anybody?
No, not really. Seen a few people at work, obviously. I had lunch and things, but... No, not really. Just pottered about.
So what was it this evening?
What?
Where you were when I was waiting for you to call me.
Were you waiting for me to call you?
Well,
I was going to call you at 11. I was just thinking that, and then the telephone rang.
No, well, I was going to go to bed, and I thought I'll get into bed, and then the phone will ring, because it's out in the hall, and otherwise I'm standing in a T-shirt in the hall, and it's really public. Me and the bicycles in the hall. And, in fact, I wear your duffel coat. I'm using it as a dressing gown. I wear your duffel coat to the loo. No, so I thought I'd ring before all that, because otherwise people come back, and there I am.
That's nice. I like the thought of you wearing my duffel coat. No, I saw my friend Susie.
What?
This evening, I saw my friend Susie. We had a drink. It wasn't arranged. I bumped into her, so we had a drink.
Why do you do that?
Hmm? What?
Say that, my friend, like that. You don't have to say that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Calling her my friend, as if that... As if by saying that it doesn't count or something. Because you could just say, you had a drink with Susie. That's fine.
Okay. I had a drink with Susie.
Fine.
Who's my friend. You know?
No, look, you wouldn't say I was having a drink with my friend David, would you?
Well, I might. I don't know. And anyway, I don't live with a man. If I lived with a man, I might feel the need to distinguish between friends and anything else. Not that I live with you. But you get the gist. I don't know. This is what I was saying earlier to my non-friend friend Susie, as it happens, that a lot of this has got to do with not actually doing it, not actually being able to make a commitment. Because everything then gets so complicated, because obviously you need to look at your place and then you're away, or I'm away, and there just aren't enough days of just normality, or just simple days without... there's nothing simple. I can't remember what I was going to say now. What was I saying? To do with having both flats.
Mm.
Oh, I can't think. Well, it just means nothing feels firm. So I don't relax, and then I end up sounding like I'm worried there's someone in the room with you, which I am, I suppose, in my heart of hearts. I do. And so much time just spent talking without seeing you and not laughing, not doing things together. And this is not what I was trying to say. I had a really clear sense of it when I was talking. It's hopeless. And I'm still wondering whether you're alone. No, I wanted to go over to your flat and ransack it. I didn't want to, but sometimes I get very wound up and then I want to go over and just ransack the place from
have
top
you?
To bottom. What?
I hope you're joking. Because
oh,
if
I said that, haven't
I promise you, if I thought you'd gone over to the flat when I wasn't there, I couldn't forgive you. Christ, I feel so stifled
sometimes. I said I haven't been over to your flat. I said I sometimes get the urge to. I haven't been to your flat.
Well,
I haven't.
Anyway, listen, I feel very tense about that. I feel very strongly about it. I think you should give me back the key.
Okay, I didn't ask you for the key. You gave me the key so I could check the mail and the answer phone, but I'm very happy to give you the key
and
back.
And I'm aware of what you're trying to say, what you were saying earlier about things being complicated. They are, but that's a choice we've made, isn't it? And we both agreed, and like everything, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but it means we're not possessions. We're not taking each other for granted. We're not the carpet in the bathroom.
Sometimes I'd like to be the carpet in the bathroom.
Well, sometimes you are. Sometimes I do.
Yeah, I know. I know. Just this morning on the tube, I got an early tube, and it was, it wasn't crowded or anything. And the lights didn't work properly. They kept fading out, and we kept stopping for signals, but anyway, the point is, opposite me, on the other seats, there was this couple. And they were both, mildly handicapped. Well, obviously not severe, they looked ordinary enough, but they were reading comics. Children's comics. And, the Beezer, Bunty, Anyway. As it started stopping, the lights are coming on and off every 5 minutes, and I realised what they're doing. They're starting to giggle, and what's happening is, every time the lights go off, they're kissing. Just kissing, and then springing apart as the lights come on. So the lights would go off, and there'd be this flurry of activity, and then they'd spring apart and read their comics with these huge grins because they've been kissing, and I just thought, oh, God. I miss you, and I love you, and where are you? So, I guess, well, I'm sad today. That's all. It was so tender. And I just, are you still there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
There is someone here.
Right.
I just didn't see the point in telling you. I see no point. It's just hurtful.
Right.
Because it's nothing. You see, Christ, it's nothing. Nothing for either of us, for him either. And now it's something that I didn't mean it to be.
So you
it's
rang
nothing.
Me. You rang me so I wouldn't disturb you.
Oh, well, I can't say anything. Whatever I say now, how can I say anything?
Well, I knew anyway.
What? What did you know?
I knew you were with somebody.
How?
I went to your flat.
I don't believe you.
That's why I saw Susie. I had to speak to somebody. I went to the flat, then I called Susie. I had to tell somebody, so I told Susie.
Is Susie there now?
No.
Oh, God.
I should go.
Please! Will you turn that off? I'm talking to you! Thank you.
What?
No, I was asking for the radio to be turned off. I can't think. I can't cope with the music. What's happened to you?
I'm going.
I'm sitting on a bicycle.
What?
I'm sitting on a bicycle. Someone's bike. In the hall. Listen. That's the bell. I could just pedal off in my t-shirt and duffel coat.
In my duffel coat?
Yeah.
Pedal down to me.
Shall I?
Yeah. Please.
It's very quiet now. Which phone are you on? Upstairs?
Yes.
They'll hang up. I've only ever known one mentally handicapped person. This was years ago. He was my age and sweet, really. Very sweet. And he had a girlfriend, and she was deaf and dumb. Nobody could understand her, honestly. Nobody. She wouldn't sign or anything. Sign language. She wouldn't... This guy doted on her. He had the kind of personality would be patient with anybody. He'd push an old person around in a wheelchair all day if they wanted. Real patience. And with children. And he was the same with this deaf and dumb girl. And the way he understood her... The way they got on together was he talked for them both. So, like, he'd ask her a question and then do the answer for her. Want a cup of tea? Yes, please. Do you want sugar? Yes, please. Two, please. Cup of tea, two sugars coming up. And that's how they got on together. It was perfect. It's nothing. I would have told you. Probably. I don't know. I wouldn't have told you. There's nothing to tell. Oh, I'd like to circle down to you now. Darling? Darling, you still there? Yes, I'm still here. Good, because I thought you'd gone for a minute. No, still here. Good, because I wanted to tell you I'm missing you too. Thank you. And we'll be all right. I'll cycle down to you in my t-shirt and my duffel coat all night and we'll be fine. Johnny? Johnny?
Juliet Stevenson and Anton Lesser in Hang Up by Anthony Minghella, directed by Robert Cooper.